The dramatic events of the past few years have changed us. Since our world was first turned upside down in 2020, we have seen a huge tilt toward corporations and their stakeholders taking action beyond their backyards, rallying around critical issues that matter for the global good. If the past year has taught us anything, it's that more than ever, there is a collective need for connection to something bigger than ourselves. Amidst the Great Resignation and the search for higher quality jobs with more flexibility, autonomy, and better pay, employees are also seeking purpose, meaning, and impact in every part of their lives, including at work. Customers want their brands to care as much as they do. And companies are responding to the demand to act on social, environmental, and cultural imperatives. They are becoming central figures in creating community, catalyzing positive action, and meeting the moment in times that matter. In 2021, Benevity's community did more good, more often, than they did before the pandemic. What started as a crisis response in 2020 has become a sustained movement, in many cases supporting not just the urgent and immediate need, but getting at the underlying issues that contributed to crisis in the first place. In 2022, corporate purpose is no longer a nice to have. It's business critical. Benevity's data and insights from our community of more than 850 companies with 20 million employees and hundreds of millions of customers reveals five top trends shaping the future of corporate purpose in 2022. One, in times of need, businesses are stepping up. Two, at the root of the Great Resignation is the great search for purpose. Three, employee-led action on diversity, inclusion, and belonging is changing corporate culture from the bottom up and the inside out. Four, the future of corporate philanthropy is stakeholder philanthropy. And five, ESG is how shareholders understand purpose. The takeaway from these trends? Purpose, connection, action, and impact, coupled with stakeholder engagement, are the way we will do business, today and in the years to come. I'm Sona Khosla, Chief Impact Officer at Benevity, and this is Benevity's State of Corporate Purpose Report 2022. Purpose is changing the way we do business. Let's find out how. The story of 2021 was a movement towards sustained impact. As we looked for ways to make a difference coming out of the painful events of 2020, record high levels of donations were maintained. Each of us dipped into our wallets to donate just a little bit more than we did before the pandemic struck. We also donated more often, reflecting a desire to positively change society in a more sustained way. Let's check out some of the numbers from 2021 that highlight the collective impact made by Benevity's client community. 850 purpose-driven companies and their people took 330,000 positive actions. They tracked 8.9 million volunteer hours, donated $2.3 billion, created 109,000 grants worth $2.95 billion, all in support of nearly 219,000 unique causes. 2020 was an unusual year, so it's not surprising that we saw double-digit growth with a 13% year-over-year increase in average annual donation dollars per donor compared with 2019. In 2021, donation amounts settled back a bit, but we still saw a bump in the baseline compared to pre-pandemic levels, with donations per donor, including corporate matches, growing 2% from 2019. This represents a small but notable increase in donation amounts outside of an anomalous year. We also saw significant fluctuations in donation frequency in the past 3 years. Unsurprisingly, with disruptions caused by COVID and remote work, frequency in 2020 dropped from 13.7 to 9.7. However, in 2021, we saw a 9% increase in donation frequency over 2020, representing a slow but certain recovery. We also volunteered more, as many organizations bounced back from closures and disruptions caused by COVID-19, and volunteers gladly resumed their community commitments. At least part of the growth can be attributed to more companies responding to the desire of today's workforce to experience more purpose at work by launching employee volunteering programs with virtual components, empowering employees to participate from anywhere, anytime, and tracking and rewarding participation in their programs. In 2021, 80% of companies in our community had volunteering programs, and that contributed to growth in all of the key volunteering metrics. Volunteer hours tracked grew 28% to nearly 8.9 million. The number of individual volunteers also grew 28% to nearly 470,000. And more than 59,000 causes had volunteer time tracked, up 23.5% from 2020. In times of need, businesses are stepping up. In 2021, companies shifted the way they made social investments. In their quest for purpose and a heightened focus on making a meaningful impact on some of society's most pressing social issues, they showed stakeholders that they could be trusted to do the right thing. In 2020, in the face of urgent moments such as the height of the Black Lives Matter movement, there was a great deal of corporate granting to causes addressing timely needs related to social and racial inequities. But in 2021, in the wake of that urgent response, we saw more grants given to local community organizations that are working at the grassroots level to address the underlying issues at the root of those inequities and injustices. For example, we saw significant growth in the granting category of community investment and capacity building, where it was the 10th-ranked cause category in 2019, earning $22.3 million, it grew to 6th in 2021, earning over $61 million. In contrast, the category of civil rights, social action, and advocacy, which rose from 20th-ranked in 2019 to 11th in 2020, settled at 16th in 2021, earning $19.5 million. Even as community-based causes received increased corporate support in 2021, we continued to see people mobilize quickly in response to emergencies, giving them an important role to play in ameliorating the lives of others during some of the most difficult times of the year. One such example was the COVID-19 crisis in India. As people responded to the need, we saw growth in multiple associated causes. Seva International ranked 10th in top causes overall in 2021, compared to 375th the year before. Give to Asia rose from 63rd to 23rd, and UNICEF rose in the ranks from 18th in 2020 to 4th in 2021. The surge in the pandemic in India also drew attention to the issue of vaccine equity. The fact that the COVID-19 vaccine simply wasn't available in many countries for the people that needed it. In 2021, Benevity clients supported 57 unique vaccine equity causes, tracking more than 110,000 volunteer hours and $9 million donated. The Afghan socio-political crisis sparked growth for causes such as the International Rescue Committee, which rose from our 30th-ranked cause to 11th, and the Save the Children Federation, which rose from 38th to 28th. We also saw significant response to rising anti-Asian racism. The causes Chinese for Affirmative Action and Asian Americans Advancing Justice both rose into the top 40 of Benevity's most supported causes in 2021. One example of how a member of our community rose to the occasion comes from Dolby, who supported those closest to the Ukraine crisis. When Ukraine was invaded in February 2022, Dolby Laboratories quickly sprang into action to support their team in Poland and seek their guidance on how to best respond. They activated with a global donation matching campaign supporting the humanitarian crisis and provided corporate grants to several organizations nominated by Poland's Dolby Cares leaders. Polish employees activated quickly and continue to step up in many ways, including hosting refugee families, triaging at train stations, and refurbishing laptops for families hosting children. The company provided extra days off and a stipend to help them purchase extra supplies and necessities. Since Dolby allows volunteer hour tracking for acts of kindness, employees received volunteer rewards for their time, allowing them to further amplify their impact. With more awareness of the impact that can come from a corporate culture that empowers social action, companies are wisely moving towards broader, more consistent support for the causes that matter most to their employees, their customers, and their communities. So how can a company like yours support enduring issues? First, you can commit to long-term grants based on trust and partnership. Grant programs, regardless of size, are becoming increasingly collaborative and are resulting in more unrestricted support for grantees with less administrative burden and more conversation between companies and nonprofits. This approach provides more opportunity to maximize impact based on the insights, needs, and expertise of each partner, especially nonprofits working on the front lines to serve their communities. Your company can also make more investments in smaller, community-based grants. These types of grants can have outside social impact for grassroots nonprofits and their beneficiaries, while at the same time boosting your profile as a purpose-driven brand in the communities you operate. Garner input from your employees, including affinity and employee resource groups, customers, and communities on which organizations you can support. Run donation matching campaigns. Incentivize employees, customers, and the public by matching donations to causes of their choosing regularly, or run campaigns with higher matching rates during specific time periods or in response to events. You can also reward volunteers for their skills, time, and kindness. This shows your people that you value all the ways they give of themselves to make the world a better place. Support goodness year-round. Give people the tools to learn and take action any time of year, while also amplifying your support during key awareness dates that matter to them, whether it's International Women's Day, Pride, or Indigenous Peoples Awareness Day, or something else. Give people a voice. Empower them to support the causes that matter to them, alongside the causes that matter to you as a company. This demonstrates that the causes your stakeholders care about are just as important to you as what you care about as a company. Finally, source and publish educational content. Tap partners or employees to create content that you share with your company to help people grasp the depth of the issues. Pair informative materials with suggested actions that they can take at work or at home. This will leave your people with both the information and the inspiration to do something to make a difference. At the root of the Great Resignation is the great search for purpose. Whether it's boomers retiring early, low-wage workers seeking better workplace conditions, the disproportionate burden placed on women to be the primary family caregiver, or people looking for more purpose and autonomy in their lives, there are a number of factors contributing to what is now known as the Great Resignation. While many people associate this trend with the emergence of COVID-19, the truth is that it has been growing steadily for a decade. And the data shows that today's workers, particularly millennials and Gen Z, prefer brands that allow them to have a positive impact, whether it's the brands they support with their buying habits or the places they choose to work. Simply put, they have new criteria for who they do business with, and their prioritization of values hit a tipping point in late 2021. With employee retention and engagement more urgent concerns than ever before, companies are adapting their thinking to prioritize what's important to their people. In other words, it isn't just the Great Resignation, it's the great search for purpose. As we anticipate 1 in 8 seats to be empty by the end of 2022, we must look at what levers companies can pull to keep their people engaged. We know that U.S. employees are 40% more likely to quit their jobs if social and racial justice are not prioritized by their companies. Conversely, 70% would recommend their employer if it did prioritize these issues. By demonstrating a commitment to the causes its people care about, a company can save huge amounts of time and money. For example, a company of 100 people with an average salary of $50,000 can face turnover costs of as much as $2.6 million per year, depending on their retention rate. The message that companies need to take action and help their employees do the same is loud and clear. But the pandemic complicated the issue by forcing companies to adopt hybrid working models with less face-to-face interaction between employees, teams, and leadership and the communities they serve. This made empathy, connection, engagement, and retention even more difficult. Companies that were able to quickly adapt their purpose programs in the form of virtual volunteering and recognizing other positive actions saw the benefits. When in-person volunteering dipped as a result of COVID-19 closures, virtual volunteering emerged as the alternative. In 2019, only 23% of tracked volunteer hours were attributed to virtual volunteering. In 2020 and 2021, that number soared to 78% and 73%, respectively. In an effort to provide their people with even more ways to get involved, we saw more companies begin to include volunteer acts of kindness in their programs. These are defined as volunteer actions that are not tied to a specific nonprofit, but instead for the benefit of individuals or communities directly. Examples include picking up litter on a beach or in a park, buying groceries for an elderly neighbor, or participating in learning opportunities at company-hosted events, like panel talks on issues around inclusion and impact. In 2021, 40% of all volunteer hours tracked were volunteer acts of kindness. Positive actions and learning opportunities also gained significant traction in 2021. We saw a 66% increase in companies promoting learning and positive actions this year, as well as a 98% increase in the number of opportunities to take positive action. Importantly, these shifts were all bolstered by an emerging digital communications strategy. With less emphasis on having large groups of workers in single locations, we saw 25% growth in companies using app-based communications with their employees, using the technology to share volunteer opportunities and help them track hours. One great example of how to engage workers in goodness comes from Starbucks. Starbucks's vision is to empower each of their employees, who Starbucks calls partners, to be a community champion. The company offers many ways to make a positive impact, including donating unused food nightly as part of their store's Food Share food donation program, planning and participating in community service events, hosting donation drives in-store, and nominating nonprofits for grants. In the company's fiscal year 2021, more than 18,000 partners globally engaged as community champions, participating in over 2,900 community events and giving more than 45,000 volunteer hours to local nonprofit organizations. In the U.S. and Canada, Starbucks matches up to $1,000 annually for both full-time and part-time partners' eligible contributions to nonprofits, which resulted in Starbucks donating over $1 million to over 2,000 nonprofits. Another key opportunity for companies is the giving season. Most giving takes place between September and December each year, with particular focus in recent years on Giving Tuesday, a global awareness day meant to counteract the consumerism of Cyber Monday. In 2021, Benevity saw massive growth in the number of companies getting involved in this global movement, engaging their employees, nonprofit partners, customers, and the public in their campaigns. This led to almost double the amount of donations made on this single day compared to 2020. In 2021, 88% of companies participated in Giving Tuesday, leading to $112.6 million in donations, matching, and grants. This was up 103% from the year before. In total, Giving Tuesday resulted in over 43,000 causes supported, 475,000 acts of goodness, and 165,000 volunteer hours tracked. Needless to say, campaigns like Giving Tuesday make a big impact. The last few years have brought conversations about mental health to the forefront in the workplace, as people were faced with social isolation, juggling work and caregiving responsibilities, and a barrage of other crises that affected our sense of well-being. As a result, companies found new ways to invest in the mental health of their employees and are seeing the direct benefit of creating a supportive culture that truly values the power of goodness. Studies have shown that when people do good, the pleasure center of the brain lights up and releases 50% more oxytocin, the powerful hormone that is known for creating bonds between people, teams, companies, families, and even babies and pets. In other words, doing good feels good. This phenomenon also explains why volunteers and givers tend to report better health, more social connection, and reduced anxiety, stress, and depression. A commitment to the mental health of employees can save companies money and help them retain a healthier, more engaged workforce. And promoting a culture of goodness can make the world better, one person and one small act at a time. This increase is important for companies who not only want a healthy, engaged workforce, but also a benefit in the business's bottom line. In Canada, there is an estimated economic cost of $50 billion annually due to poor mental health in the workplace, in addition to 500,000 hours per week of missed work. It stands to reason that 88% of companies are investing more in mental health in 2021 than in previous years. The swift shift to hybrid working put a lot of pressure on companies to pivot their operations and adapt their cultural norms to the new digital reality. What we learned as time went on is that companies that kept their employees engaged by building meaningful connections, providing them with a sense of purpose, and creating a culture where they could feel a part of something bigger than themselves and their day-to-day work were better able to engage and retain their talent, despite the lack of in-person experiences. Here's what we learned about engaging people in purpose in a hybrid world. First, you have to build connectivity through communications. Leverage all of your platforms to reach out to your people, no matter where they are, to ensure they feel connected to the culture and to each other, whether that's through employee communications, intranets, social networks, via apps, or through team meetings and leaders. The biggest reason people don't engage is because they don't know that there are opportunities to do so. Also, consider engaging employees in purpose virtually. Build an inclusive purpose program by providing your people with the opportunity to participate in virtual options or ways that they can participate in their own neighborhoods on their own time, like in runs, walks, cleanups, or acts of kindness. Focus on employee experience, learning, and skills building. Embed volunteer opportunities in employee onboarding and host learning sessions that count towards volunteer time throughout the year. And while you're at it, empower your people to support their own passions. Create grassroots movements by allowing employees to share their own content, giving, or volunteering opportunities, and let them add their own matching dollars to fundraising initiatives too. Finally, rethink the definition of volunteering. Remove barriers by expanding the definition of volunteering to include learning, acts of kindness, virtual opportunities, and enable your people to champion the causes they care about by letting them lead initiatives and events. Employee-led action on diversity, inclusion, and belonging is changing culture from the bottom up and the inside out. In 2021, Affinity and Employee Resource Groups, or ERGs, driven by passionate employees, proved to be one of the most powerful ways to foster a more diverse, inclusive workplace and help employees feel a real sense of belonging and purpose at work. A successful group not only gives people the space to be themselves, but can bring new ways of looking at issues, create connections, drive innovation, and act as a critical resource for companies looking for insights into experience gaps, employee dissatisfaction, and systemic bias or issues. Members can act as trusted advisors for both employees and employers by building communities, creating secure spaces, promoting understanding, and championing a culture that strives for positive change inside the company and out in the world. These high-trust relationships are a foundation upon which corporate culture can grow and flourish. And in an increasingly competitive talent market, marked by burnout and fears of productivity loss, the sense of belonging that can be fostered by affinity groups and ERGs has a powerful impact on recruiting and retention efforts. Some recent studies show that a sense of belonging at work can reduce turnover risk by 50%, increase job performance by 56%, and decrease employee sick days by 75%. And since ERGs are so core to fostering that sense of belonging, we can see the correlation between ERGs and a healthier, more engaged, and more productive work environment. And the fact is, people are more likely to want to work somewhere that has an active ERG program. 70% of people in the U.S. between 18 and 24 years old would be more likely to apply for a role at a company with ERGs. The same is true for 52% of people between the ages of 25 and 34. And 50% of employees said they would stay at a company because it offered ERGs. As diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging initiatives led by employees, affinity groups, and ERGs become increasingly central to culture, we see similar movement in the causes that support diversity and social justice. In the year plus following the Black Lives Matter movement, 2021 showed us that companies and their people continue to support social and racial justice causes at higher levels than ever before. Social and racial justice causes averaged 3.3% of total giving from January 2019 to April 2020. After a dramatic spike during the Black Lives Matter movement, the average of total giving to these causes settled to 5.2% from September 2020 to December 2021, resulting in a 58% increase in the baseline of giving to these causes. While several of the diversity and social justice-focused causes that earned a swell of support in 2020 remained in the top 10 in 2021, they were joined in 2021 by Asian-affirming and LGBTQ+ causes as well. Chinese for Affirmative Action and Asian Americans Advancing Justice both saw significant growth in support in 2021, raising to the fourth and fifth spots in the top 10 of social and racial justice causes. The Trevor Project, a leading LGBTQ+ organization, also entered the top 10 at number 9. During this time, we saw many companies express their support and make financial commitments for anti-racism movements. While the positive momentum is there, some stats show a gap between statements and action. According to Benevity data, 80% of employees believe companies have a responsibility to take action on these issues, and 77% believe difficult conversations about race and social issues should happen at work. But 26% say that company leadership has done little or nothing to actively address these issues in the past year. Companies are at the center of conversation about diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, or what we call DEI&B, and are increasingly engaging their people in learning how to tackle enduring social and racial inequity. While there may be some gaps between statements and actions, we know that every gap represents an opportunity. Here are a few key principles that will help companies of all sizes succeed in harnessing the power of their employees, affinity, and employee resource groups to deliver impact. First, invest in affinity groups and ERGs. Show your employees you care about what matters to them by creating an environment in which they are empowered to gather, plan events, learn together, and take action on issues within and outside of the company. Second, pair ERG initiatives with your CSR, or corporate social responsibility. Just as you might have volunteer champions or local ambassadors for your corporate social responsibility programs, extend those networks to include affinity groups and ERGs who are tapped into employee communities that are seeking belonging and wish to take action. Work together on events or communications and enable your ERGs to promote giving back to the causes that matter to them. Third, back up your talk with action. Complement every internal and external commitment with an actionable goodness opportunity or a grant that proves that you're not just talking, but taking action. Even better, engage your people in choosing or influencing those opportunities and grants to increase the sense of co-creation and ownership of strategy and outcomes. Fourth, consult ERGs on your granting. Affinity groups and ERGs tend to bring together passionate subject matter experts on specific causes and issues. Consult with these leaders to better understand the issues facing their communities and seek their input on prospective grantees. While you're at it, elevate ERG leaders as spokespeople. Provide your engaged group leaders with the opportunity to become spokespeople and empower them to promote DEI&B themes in their communities. This will boost your employer brand internally and externally and show your people you truly value their voice. Finally, celebrate your successes. Take the time to acknowledge employee activities, actions, and expertise, and celebrate their work with donations to organizations of their choice to help make their impact go farther. The future of corporate philanthropy is stakeholder philanthropy. The future of philanthropy is going to be democratized and will require the engagement of more stakeholders than ever before, including nonprofits, employees, customers, affinity groups, ERGs, community boards, and even those who benefit from the efforts of all of the above. Participatory grantmaking is the way of the future. It brings in the voice of more stakeholders to determine funding areas and approaches, identify partner organizations, and make lasting change. Building trust in these relationships is key. 84% of consumers and 85% of workers say the more a business engages with them in its charitable giving decisions, the more they will trust the business. And trust leads to more positive outcomes. 73% of consumers are likely to shop at or support an organization that seeks their input. And 78% of employees are likely to work for an organization that does as well. So how does a company build trust and engage with its stakeholders? Here are some ideas. Start by engaging your internal audiences. Talk to your ERGs, CSR leaders, and team members with lived experiences, and invite them to be part of your funding decisions and processes. Engage with external audiences as well. Consult with members of your community, including boards, coalitions, and nonprofits, to help set your giving priorities. Use your DEI&B lens. Apply the same strategy and practices to your relationships with nonprofits that you do with your employees, ERGs, and CSR teams. Make sure you have an equitable approach to how you make decisions and issue grants. Remove bias wherever you can, and increase the accessibility of your applications and forms. Offer skills-based volunteering alongside grants. Give your people the opportunity to engage with the causes you're funding, building even deeper ties between your company and the grant recipients. Run matching campaigns for your grantees. Increase awareness and engagement with your grantees by offering special matching rates to employees or customers for these organizations, or running campaigns that incentivize awareness and engagement with these important causes. Zuara provides us with a great example of how to engage with stakeholders to create an equitable, unrestricted granting process. In fact, their application form states, "We want organizations to use our unrestricted funding to support their most critical needs, which include operating expenses and overhead." Instead of quizzing nonprofits about their results, Zuara's application process involves learning more about the organization and its goals. They actively seek feedback on the application process, how long it takes, and how draining it is on the organization's resources. These are just a few ways they show that they trust their partners. Just as corporate funders are helping to address social problems through charitable activities like grants and giving, they are also using business itself as a solution. While this used to be a progressive strategy employed by a small portion of companies, more corporations are providing seed capital for social enterprises. Companies whose goal is to achieve social, cultural, community economic, or environmental outcomes while also pursuing profits. This trend is helping to create a larger ecosystem of impact-oriented businesses and further breaking down silos between the concepts of for-profit and non-profit, with for-purpose being the new way in which many organizations operate. Building entrepreneurial relationships can create opportunities for people beyond traditional giving and granting models. Here are some ways to get started. Fund beyond philanthropy. Look for opportunities or create a fund to provide seed capital for social enterprises that will improve your communities and the causes you and your people care about and are led by communities who can benefit from economic empowerment. Plan for long-term impact and value. Make investments with an eye on the future and a deep commitment to genuine change, not just quick wins or positive public relations stories. The change you make will outlast any PR campaign. Amplify the social enterprises you support. Use your audience reach and marketing resources to help your social enterprises tell their purpose-driven stories so they are more likely to garner awareness and traction. The desire to see purpose in action is not new for employees and consumers, but has surely attracted the attention of investors. Environment, social, and governance policies and strategies have taken on increasing importance for shareholders and boards, and in many ways, ESG is how shareholders understand corporate purpose. At the same time, Recognition is growing that ESG needs to go beyond reporting, compliance, and risk mitigation strategies if it is to live up to its ideals. It has to be engagement-driven and enroll employees, customers, and other stakeholders in authentic, meaningful ways that boost impact and trust. ESG has now proven to be a major value driver on its own. According to data from McKinsey, ESG leaders see 10 to 20% top-line growth in portfolio shift, a 5 to 10% reduction in cost, and 4 times increases in employee productivity compared with ESG laggards. ESG matters to business, and it will remain so if we stay steadfastly committed to the power of doing well by doing good. Most companies have had the opportunity to mature on the E and G of ESG, with the S lagging behind in many cases. The pandemic, the Black Lives Matter and Me Too movements, and myriad other trends and crises over the last few years have caused companies to prioritize social impact alongside environmental and governance practices. A strong corporate purpose program has become a foundational tool in this evolved thinking about the S. So how can companies operationalize an engagement-driven approach to ESG? Keep the E and S linked. For your ESG strategy to be effective, keep in mind that the scope of E and S is broad and there is overlap. Important issues like climate change and Indigenous rights are examples of ESG priorities that intersect and shouldn't be siloed. Listen to your stakeholders. Effective ESG strategies are shaped by everyone that contributes to your culture, not just your board members. Solicit employee input on topics like DEI and B, and tie your ESG strategies back to your company's purpose. Focus on transparency, accountability, and action. Not only must companies be transparent with and accountable for their social and environmental commitments, they need to back them up with authentic, empowered action for their stakeholders so they can participate and trust that the company means it. Show your impact. As expectations grow, so does the desire to see tangible results of your ESG initiatives. There are numerous reporting frameworks, but no one way to tell your story effectively. But reporting back to your stakeholders, including your employees, and storytelling will inspire belief in what you're doing and encourage more companies like yours to join you on the journey of building the movement of purpose-driven business. Purpose-driven business is our path to a better tomorrow. As the world changed right in front of our eyes over the last couple of years, we witnessed companies and their people rally together to create the goodness we so sorely needed. And we see even more proof today of something we've long suspected, that corporate purpose is done best when it's democratized. When voices from every community and every walk of life are included and considered. Because companies that act with purpose can do things that few other institutions can. They inspire and amplify grassroots movements. They act as catalysts of change and create a sense of connection. They give us hope. They foster a sense of belonging among their employees that help people feel better about their work. They drive tangible business outcomes for investors, customers, and employees alike. And they change the world one person and one company at a time. As we emerge from a global pandemic into a world of purpose, 2021 has showed us that the best is yet to come. Thank you for listening to the State of Corporate Purpose Report 2022. Special thanks to the passionate team at Benevity for making it all possible, and to everyone in our community who has come together over the last few years to bring more purpose to the world.